Psalm 107, verse 1 to 3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Hallelujah. Based on the scripture, we are thanking God for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Open up your mouth from the depths of your heart. Begin to thank the Lord for so precious a gift that he has given to you, salvation, and also for the opportunity to come before him in prayer to fellowship the brethren. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We are so grateful, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your redemption, gathering us out from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, giving us this life, eternal life, that we could have never paid for. Lebra shokataya ne mene mo sene ne mene me. Makala brantaya ne ne me. Rebe ne mo sakataya ne ma se antaya. Lebrantaya ne ke shane ne mo sege ne me antaya daba. Librantaya ne 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 ko sene ne 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 kasha. We thank you for the opportunity to gather with our brethren in your presence to pray. Malaka shane ne ne o sene ne 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 me. Lebre katoya na 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 ma shada da da ba da ba. Lord, we thank you. You deserve all of the thanksgiving. Maloko shenenenene kasua taya nenenene me. Rimini mini mini ashono no 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 rabasha taya raba. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs 11, verse 14. Where there's no guidance, a people fall. But in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. Amen. We are thanking God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Thank the Lord right now for the leadership of this ministry. Thank him for everyone in this ministry. Lord, we thank you for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music and the entire ministry. Makaya la da 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 be, ribi ribi asu kataya da ba, lebrente ne 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 kesha ne 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 zuataya da, lebe ne 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 mosha da 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 ba. Lord, thank you for preserving the life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music. Lord, thank you for preserving the life and purpose of every single member of this ministry. We are so grateful for your preservation. La bosha ne 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 ne. From the beginning of the year till today, Lord, it is you who has preserved us. You have kept us safe, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Psalm 51 verse 17 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Hallelujah. This minute we are asking the Lord for forgiveness of sins in any way that we have trespassed against as well. Bible says that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins once we confess to him. Speak to the Lord silently right now in any way you have trespassed against his will, because he is willing to forgive you. We thank the Lord for His forgiveness. Hallelujah. Isaiah 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah. Based on this scripture, we are praying, asking that the will of God for our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to the establishing of His kingdom agenda for this time will be established. Begin to pray, asking the Lord for His will to be done in your life. God sent you on this earth for a purpose. He sent you to the ministry you are in for a purpose. He sent you to Glow Music Ministry for a purpose. And He sent this ministry for a purpose. Pray right now, birthing this purpose in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let your will continually be done in my life. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done in Glow Music Ministry in relation to the establishing of your kingdom agenda for this time. Oh, Lord God, let your will be done. Lord, let your counsel stand in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done. Let your will come to pass in our lives. Let your will come to pass in Glow Music Ministry in the name of Jesus. Let your will for my life and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to the establishing of your kingdom agenda for this particular time, Lord, let it be established. Let it be established. Let it be established. Let it be established in the name of Jesus. Nothing shall stop your will from coming to pass in the name of Jesus. I will not stop your will from coming to pass in my life. In the name of Jesus, your will for Glow Music Ministry to reach the ends of the world with the gospel through music shall be established in the name of Jesus, according to your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 30 verse 9, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as He rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah. We are praying again based on Deuteronomy 30 verse 9. We are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve Him faithfully. Begin to pray right now. As I serve you, Lord Most High, as I serve you faithfully, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of my hands. In the name of Jesus. Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of my hands. If you are a student, you can pray, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of my academics. In the name of Jesus, my local shata yene mono seya lemene kasumana nana suete leko sataya dabadaba. Lord, as I serve you faithfully, my son no mono mo. Deuteronomy 30 verse 9 has said that you will make me plenteous in every work of my hand. In the name of Jesus, masuka labadaba. Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of my hands. Ensure the fruitfulness of my business. In the name of Jesus, madosha. Tayana manama lebo setene ne kosa tayde be remo satayara dadaba. Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully, Lord, in the name of Jesus. 3 John 1 verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Amen. 1 Peter 2:24 also says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah. Amen. Our healing is already made perfect in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Therefore, we are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health in our lives and in our family and in the ministry in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray and enforce this provision based on the scriptures we just read. The Lord wishes that we prosper and be in health. It is not His wish for any of us to be sick or unwell or ill. Pray right now, enforcing His provision and expecting testimonies in the name of Jesus. Lord, we enforce Your provision of divine health for us and our families, for the leadership and for the entire membership of the ministry. Every ailment leaves, every deformity leaves in the name of Jesus. Everything is restored to normal just as You created it in the name of Jesus, because Your word says that You wish that we prosper and be in health in the name of Jesus. Your word also says that You bear our sins on the tree, and by Your stripes our healing was made manifest. Therefore, Lord, we enforce these provisions in Your word for our lives and for our families, for the leadership, for the membership, for every chapter member, every coordinator, in the name of Jesus. Divine health is our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Make her toy and begin to thank the Lord for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank You, prayer answering God, for hearing and answering us. We also thank You for the testimonies in the name of Jesus. You deserve a very big thank you. You deserve a very big thank you, my Lord. You deserve a very big thank you, Jesus. You deserve a very big thank you. Come on, let's thank Him this afternoon. Oh, You deserve a very big thank you for Your mercy, Lord. You deserve a very big thank you.
Of another week, or the first working day in another week. It's by God's mercies that we are not consumed, that today we are alive and we gather in His presence these 30 minutes at midday to pray. Intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers is what we've been dwelling on Blessed Monday. Today we are praying on deploy vision through diligence. Deploy vision through diligence. We have learned in previous meetings about vision, a future state, a mental picture of a future state in the present. So what you want to see in future, or what's the kind of state that you want to experience in future, your ability to visualize it in the now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's remember that our monthly theme is on Run with a Vision from Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. So our focus this month is on Run with the Vision, and that is why we ought to understand what vision is. Also, in our previous sessions on Blessed Mondays, we've learned on diligence, what diligence means. Please recall that in our last session, we looked at prepare for promotion by diligence. And we learned that diligence means careful and persistent work. Careful and persistent work. Being very careful and persisting in your efforts until you encounter success or achievements. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, our first point is that God has a good vision for our lives. Please help me. God has a good vision for my life.
God has a good vision for my life.
There are three scriptures that we are going to reference with regards to this. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, scripture says that, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So God's expected end for every believer thoughts of peace, or peace and never of evil. Some people say that, oh, bad things happen to good people, so to them, any bad thing can happen to them, but it is not so according to the plan of God for our lives. His thoughts concerning us are of peace and not of evil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be rest assured concerning this truth in God's word. Also in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." And so God's purpose concerning our lives are of good, especially for everyone that loves God. It says that all things work together for our good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care what failures you think you may have encountered when you were younger, or sometimes there are people who, when they were children, they kept falling sick. Sometimes it breeds fear even in the lives of such, and you begin to wonder that, oh, should I always be expecting something bad plaguing my life? But here we see in God's word, Romans 8:28. Please declare after me,
For I know
that all things work together for my good.
That all things work together for my
according
good.
According to God's purpose for my life.
According to God's purpose for my life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Psalm 37, verse 37, it says that, "Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace." Our walk with God in uprightness, the end is in peace. And so we've seen peace in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. We've seen peace again in Psalm 37, verse 37. I declare over your life that let your life be full of the peace of God in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Number two, God's good vision for my life requires diligence on my part. It's very, very necessary. God's plan, his counsel, his purpose for our lives is peace, is good. It's to give us an expected end of peace. However, there's a role that we need to play on our part to ensure that this comes to pass. And one of the things we ought to do or to ensure is diligence, diligence. We need to be diligent on our part. Now, to be able to see diligence manifest in our lives, we are going to deal with the enemies of diligence, entities that do not go together with diligence. They oppose diligence. And in dealing with them, our diligence will come to view. It will come forth to ensure that God's plans and his good purposes concerning our lives are materialized. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first one is excuses. In Proverbs chapter 12, verse 11, scripture says that, "He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding." So we ought to be diligent in tilling our land. "He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread." We live in the day of social media where people are constantly viewing what others are doing. Sometimes people waste 6 hours, 7 hours. I mean, cumulatively within a week, if every day you spend about 2 hours just laughing off content that people have done, in a week, 2 by 7, you have 14 hours gone. 14 precious hours of your life gone, all wasted on just feeding your soul with unnecessary, useless, and vain content. Content that does not necessarily edify your life or build you up, but is just a waste of time. In Proverbs chapter 26, verse 13, it says, "The slothful man saith, there's a lion in the way, a lion is in the streets. He's talking about the fact that he doesn't even want to try. He doesn't want to make the effort. He's giving an excuse that there's a lion in the streets, an excuse. They haven't even started. Oh, but this thing, I think it's too difficult. Finding excuses. Finding excuses. Oh, but I don't want to stress my mind. So I need to relax. Why are you on your phone 2 hours a day wasting time? Oh, pastor, I need to relax my mind. Relax. Excuse. Excuse upon excuse upon excuse. You get home at 8 p.m. Between 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Just wasting time watching TV for nothing. So, pastor, I'm relaxing my mind. People are using that moment to also invest. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
There's a lion in the way. Oh, I will so do. I won't try it. You have a gift to sing. Oh, I think my voice is bad. Why are you even thinking that in the first place? Who told you that your voice is bad? Why won't you put in the effort? Why won't you put in the consistency? Why are you finding excuses, making excuses today, making excuses tomorrow, living a life of inconsistency? How would you be able to achieve that which you ought to? Today, may the Lord help us. We are going to end today. Today, we are praying against any spirit of excuses. Someone will say that, oh, pastor, but as for excuses, you just have to decide in your mind that you are not going to give excuses. Yes, but understanding is spiritual. For you to be able to overcome the spirit of excuses, you need to have a certain understanding. And that is why we are praying right now that the Holy Spirit would aid us to overcome every plot of excuse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before we pray, if you have not given your life to Christ, today is an opportune moment to do so. And I just want to invite you to pray this simple prayer with me. And as you pray this prayer with faith, believing in your heart, the Lord Jesus, our Master, our King, He will come and live in your heart. By His Holy Spirit, He will transform your life to a life that is pleasing unto Him. Remember that the Lord wants to use you as His vessel, but you must first give your life to Him in Jesus' name. And when you have this life, you have eternal life. That is eternal life. That even after physical death, you still have this promise of eternal life where you get to live with our Father in heaven. And not what is promised to the wicked, being hell and the lake of fire. So God richly bless you as you say this short prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for this day of salvation, which you have purposed for my life. Today, I surrender my life completely to you. I stand before you as a sinner, unable to save myself. Please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Please live in my heart by your Holy Spirit. Help me to live a life that is pleasing to you and to you alone. I thank you for this day saving me and making me one of your own. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. So for everybody who has heard this word, we are praying right now that Holy Spirit help us live a life not of excuses, but of diligence. Lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. According to your word in Proverbs chapter 12 verse 11, you said, oh, that he that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. Lord, let us not follow people, Lord, using excuses. Let us not follow the wrong people using excuses, Lord. But Lord, grant us the grace to be diligent in tilling our land, the gifts that you've given us, in stirring up the gifts, in tilling the land, using that which you've given and deposited into our lives, Lord, for your glory, working with what you've given us, Lord. Lord, that we will not be lazy in the name of Jesus. That we will not, Lord, put up excuses in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, grant us the grace to walk in diligence. In the mighty name of Jesus, have we prayed with thanksgiving.
Nana toye wo hota wo ye nana toye wo hota just gave your life to Christ, contact us by email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 0226-0009090. God bless you. Let's share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Meet you tomorrow at 12 p.m. God bless you. Shalom.